This is Ruben Comments Podcast. My name is Ruben, and today we'll be talking about Samaritan. This film was quite fun on my first watch. It has Sylvester Stallone playing hero against all kinds of trouble. I brought a guest with me today. He's a old friend of mine from middle school, Kevin to be exact. Let's give a warm welcome to Matthew.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure they're doing amazing. Yeah. So glad you could join me.
Oh, yeah, man. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess I normally would, like, jump right in, but I guess I'll ask you, how's your day?
Oh, well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't really have much to complain about.
That's good. All right. Now to jump right into the questions. So, the villain had this sort of hammer. It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. So my take on Samaritan, I think is a really, really good take on a superhero style movie. Storyline is pretty decent. Don't really have much complaints there. I do like the all the characteristics of each character being drawn out in the series. I mean, the show. Like, basically, I like the writing for the movie. I like how both brothers, like, and even though it was brief, like in the very beginning and then towards the end, they kind of like dive into them just a little, just to give you a bit of a more glimpse into the individuality of each superhero, well, you know, super villain one, kind of with the alternative route with having powers, but just like how both kind of counteract each other. You know, it's like one took on the mentality of like keeping the peace, you know, and serving justice, while the other one's kind of went more of a avenging revenge route, where it's kind of like this Robin Hood mentality of like, you know, I'm gonna be a revolutionary. And by all means, it's like he really didn't have any cut cards. He kind of just went hard with it. I did like how Samaritan utilized the hammer. It's kind of the equivalent to Captain America and his shield. It's like, you know, it's part of his persona, but it also kind of acts as like a symbol, you know, to differentiate between him and what's his name? I forget his name. Nemesis.
Nemesis. Ah, yeah.
I had a whole brain fart. I'm
bad. Oh, good, man. Yeah, he was big. Well, I knew he was a villain, but that weapon was so cool. I was like, dang.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's pretty dope, you know, when you look and see how people come up with these storylines and, like, how they can actually, you know, put... I think just the whole process of like adaption and making a story into a movie, and like seeing how they can like go out and find actors and people to really, you know, embody these characters, I feel like it's always going to be a dope thing, which is why movies is always a dope thing. Motion pictures has always been something that's gradually evolved, you know, given with technology, you know, you got CGI and special effects, you got amazing actors that really just, you know, embody these characters and like really fulfill these roles. It's like a lot of people, you know, are dedicated to becoming these characters to give you the full experience and the full story laid out. So it's like, I did like Sylvester Stallone being casted in this movie. He did kind of give, you know, like a relatively, I can say it, he kind of fulfilled this role in similarity to like him coming back as Rocky in the Creed series. It's kind of like a, you know, even though this is just the introductory of this character, you know, like the first time we meet him, he still gives that feeling, that vibe of like, you know, he's been here before. So it's kind of, you know, just him coming back into the light. And I like that. I like Sylvester Stallone being casted in that light, because it's like he has that personality, that persona, and the way he just, the way he acts, it's like he gives off that vibe. You know, it's like that uncle, you know, that familiar face.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely gave out that impression.
Yeah, definitely.
And any question you have for me?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let me ask you this. How do you think Samaritan distinguishes itself from other superhero movies, given its unique storyline and the unconventional portrayal of superheroism in a film?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I guess what sets it apart from, like, Marvel and them is, well, I guess it has a lot to do with the premise. It was definitely giving me, like, with the intro, it kind of gave me, like, a Black Adam kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Like, talking about villain and hero. Yeah. Yeah, it definitely gave out the impression. But I really liked about it was, I guess, like, you can say, like, the city they inhabited, it was, like, all messed up, crime around every corner, and the villain was, well, I guess you can call him Nemesis Jr.
Right, definitely. It gave, like, a Gotham vibe, didn't it?
It did.
And it was real dark and gritty.
Yeah.
It definitely gave me that feel. And it's kind of funny because, you know, it's like you said, that character, like, embodying Nemesis and, like the whole copycat scenario, it's like, it's funny. I've seen that a lot in movies, and it's kind of crazy that they went that route with it. And, like, how this guy is just, like, so obsessed and infatuated with this super. We can't even really call him a super because, like you said, just a brief introduction showcases, like, Nemesis was a villain. So it's like, just the fact that this guy is so infatuated with this, let's say, metahuman, you know, this guy with these abilities and his, not only his abilities, but like his mindset, you know, it's like he's that captivated on this person and what they spoke, you know, it's like it spoke values to him to the point where he felt like he had to break into the police precinct and grab his gear and become him, you know, it's like that's gotta be a hell of an obsession, you know, like that's crazy.
He was like, he kind of reminded me of Bane in a way.
Yeah, definitely.
I've come to liberate you and smash stuff.
You know, exactly. It's like, it's crazy when you see it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it was like so good. I kind of, yeah, well, I wasn't with him. It seemed pretty awesome, but yeah.
Yeah, hey. Definitely.
What's your thoughts on the kid?
Sam? Okay, I like Sam. I like the casting for Sam. I like the storyline they gave Sam. I like the hope that Sam carried. Even out to the fact of, like, you know, when we get to the end of the movie, and he comes to the realization, like, oh, wow, you know, this isn't what I thought it was. He still carries on that strength and that passion that he could have easily just outed, you know, Nemesis for still being alive. But he still kept that flame going, you know, he still kept that fire burning and giving people that hope, you know, that, okay, Samaritan is still out and about, like, that good hope that we look forward to is still there. Even given the circumstances and the reality for him, it's like, oh, well, I thought it was one thing, but it turned out to be a whole different situation. It's just the whole fact that I like how he carried the situation. So, looking back in the movie, I liked how he carried himself as a character. You know, it's like he was constantly and consistently, like, just showcasing to who he thought to be Samaritan, to tell me, you know, like, encouraging me, like, you know, the streets still need you, you know, we still are looking for that good hope. Even, like, as a kid, too, like, the way he's, his character's written, you know, it's like, he carries a lot of strength with him, too. He's not weak, and I think it's like a foreshadowing. I wouldn't say foreshadow, because it's not like he has powers and he'll become the next Samaritan, but it's like, at the same time, it's kind of like a look in the mirror, kind of, for Samaritan / Nemesis, you know, it's like, he kind of sees himself and Sam in aspects. So it's that gain respect as well.
I can definitely see him being a superhero someday. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I can agree. You know, it's like that. You see that it rubbed off. It's Samaritan left a lasting impression on the kid, you know, to the fact where is that he inspires that boy Sam as much as he did. So it's like we don't know what the future may hold. You never really know. But it's good that, like I said, when we get to the ending and the big reveal, you know, Samaritan truly is Nemesis. You know, the fight didn't go down the way that we thought. He still carries it, you know, like he's still, he could easily, you know, disown him, you know, and just been, you know, wiped his hands up and been like, oh, you're not Samaritan. But he still, you know, carried it a certain way, you know, with grace and respect. It's like, I think it's that too. It just showed it. It showed Sam's character. Like, he was that hopeful and understanding, you know?
Yeah. I laughed so hard when it was like, oh, I'm not the good guy. I'm the bad guy. Oh, that was wrong. Yep. They wrecked the place. Yeah, that was probably my favorite scene in the movie. For real.
Right.
I just loved it so much.
Total story flip, you know?
Oh man, Nemesis!
In your opinion, how effective was Sylvester Stallone's performance as the long-lost superhero Samaritan? Do you think his portrayal added depth to the character, or was it overshadowed by the film's plot inconsistencies?
I can't say I spot any inconsistencies, but I do believe Sylvester Stallone is awesome in this role.
Agreed.
Yeah, I loved him. Well, I knew him from the Rocky films.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing him play a heel is something he never did before.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. Man, he definitely played off that uncle-like figure to Sam. Yeah, he slowed. Like, he didn't even... Like, Sam thought he was Samaritan, like, and then he was like, it go way deeper than that, but
right.
Didn't tell him. That reminds me a lot. He gave him some fighting lessons.
Yeah. Like I said, I like Sylvester Stallone's performance. He always gives a great performance in majority of his roles that he plays. And I think this was a pretty fitting role. But like I said, it definitely gave me Rocky Creed vibes. Well, no, preferably Creed vibes. And just like the whole, you know, in the shadows and coming back to the light, you know. I like that look for him.
Yeah, me too. I wouldn't mind if he... I really wouldn't mind if they had a sequel.
Yeah. I kind of want to see the story develop more. I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah. Wonder, like, what could they do?
Shoot, it's a lot, you know, that could be done with the storyline, if I'm being honest with you.
Oh, like have his own Robin.
Yeah. I honestly could see that. I could really see that. Like I said, he doesn't have powers, so it would be something to see how they write that off. Usually in those sequels, we can look and be like, alright, cool, so, you know, what's next? How are they going to go about, you know, bestowing him powers, you know? Because usually most of those situations, it's just a hand-me-down situation. Like, okay, I'm going to go off track for a second. But we look at, like, a storyline like My Hero Academia. Are you familiar with that
series? Yes.
So, you know, when Deku is bestowed the power from All Might, we kind of actually visually see that, you know? Like, he actually gives him the power that he holds. And now he's an actual superhero with these buffs, these metahuman abilities. So we get to see that. I think when we look at it, it's like, okay, that's something different. Because this story is kind of different because he's not directly gaining any powers. He's kind of just like following a super around with meta abilities. But there's no real way for him to gain those superpowers, you know? I would want to see how they do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
You said there's a lot they can do.
Yeah.
So I guess, rewatching it, I couldn't help but notice a problem. Well, not with the movie, no. Mm-hmm. With the more like the story. Nemesis Junior is a hothead. Mm-hmm. But he also had a point. Right. Society, as we know, is not always perfect. Growing up, most of my friends had good outlooks. Mm-hmm. It's just a shame back then, like, well, I always had the outlook. Well, like back then, there were those who didn't know any better, mainly bullies. Mm-hmm. On both sides, teachers and students.
Right.
I'm not really political, but I believe there's a better way. Anything you change in our society, if given the chance?
That's a good question. Like in our today's modern society?
Yeah.
That's a good question. But I really can't answer that at the moment. The way I look at it, our society has a lot of variables to it. So I don't think there's a clean cut, dry answer to it, if you get what I'm saying. There's a lot of things that we have to go back and work on, and we got to reinvest. You know, there's a lot of things that we would have to sit down and look into, you know, as a society, you know, a lot of problematic things and a lot of way that we've been indoctrined, I would say, to see it as reasonable or acceptable. It's not just a direct, like, it's a problem with society. It's a problem of the way in which we're living, you know? It's like, you know, it's a consistent loop, you know? It's like generation to generation lives and they take on bad traits and habits and ways about doing things and getting things done. So I feel like it's not much of a, okay, well, we just need to do this. We kind of got to just go back and reevaluate, if I'm being honest, on our way of living if we really wanted to make great change in our society. Not that it's impossible, but it's just no direct answer for
it. I feel the exact same way. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you'd say I'm a bit of an innovator.
Correct. I'll ask you this. The setting of Granite City plays a significant role in the film. With its dystopian, crime-ridden atmosphere, how do you think this setting contributes to the overall tone of the movie? Does it enhance or detract from the story?
I'll go with enhance. Yeah, like, very Gotham-like, well, the crime and all that. Like, even the black kid didn't want anything to do with it. He's like, I'm out of here.
Oh, you're talking about that scene where he got beat up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie, Rue. I definitely was a little thrown off with that scene because I'm like, hey, if somebody help me out, I'm gonna at least stick around and help them out. I'm not gonna let them just get whammed on. So I feel like, you know, they jumped that boy. It was like that was not fair. So. Like back to what I was saying earlier, when it comes to like the setting, it definitely contributes to the tone. Cause like I was saying earlier, it definitely gave off like a Gotham City vibe, like a really gritty, dark. Or you know what? I'll even go to the length to say it kind of reminded me of the tone Watchmen had.
Watchmen.
Yeah.
It did.
How do you feel about that?
Oh yeah, definitely. It definitely gave me that vibe, especially with like the citizens.
Yeah, yeah, you know, right? And like, how did you feel about like? So let me ask you this additionally too. How do you feel? Because we, like you said, we talk about the setting. We got the grasp of the movie, the concept, storyline, the characters. So like, being in that, so put yourself in a position of an everyday citizen living in a city like that, how would you feel?
Terrified.
Terrified.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do.
I agree.
Yeah. I'd probably get like the, well, if I had a chance, I'd probably leave the city if I can.
Right. No, I feel you're not too. I feel you're not. Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely, it's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Nah, that scene where the boys was when he went in the corner store and he distracted them so they steal the lottery tickets, that was pretty funny. That was funny. I didn't expect that.
Mean.
And then those fools had the nerve to get upset because they grabbed a box of chips instead of lottery tickets. I'm just like, hey, you gotta fault yourself. You can't fault nobody else. Like, it's your job. If you are robbed, so like, you gotta at least know what you're taking from. How you gonna be upset? You got your whole box of chips. They had the nerve to blame that boy for it. They wanted to pay attention. That was on them.
For real. For real. They should have. Should have grabbed a solo while they were at it. Oh man.
Yeah, man. It was a good story. It was a good story. I enjoyed the movie.
Me too.
I enjoyed the movie.
Oh yeah. So I guess this is one last question for me.
Uh-huh.
Why did Nemesis try to save Samantha in the beginning? He seemed intent on killing him, but I guess he was like his brother and all that. But why did he do that?
I mean, like you said, I guess we could just hash it out that's his brother. You know, that's his blood. So it's like, you know, the same. You know, blood sticking to water. I think when he was in the heat of the moment, he may have been upset, but then reality kicks in. He's like, dang, you know, it's still his brother. So it's like, you know, that's hard. You know, you got to think about it, right? Like, that's a hard decision to make. No matter how terrible of a person he is, it's like, you don't want to kill your brother.
No, like, sorry.
You know, but it's like, then you put yourself in his position. In his position, it's like, it's kind of, you got a hard ultimatum, you know? It's like,
if you don't knock him off, it could be potentially worse for everybody in the city, you know? Because, you know, he's kind of unstable and is doing his own thing right now. And that's the expense of everybody else. So it's like, especially being a hero, you don't want to just leave everybody out, you know, and have them feel like they got to fend for themselves. So it's like, and in his eyes, in the city's eyes, he's like the ultimate evil. So it's like, it was either him or them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I wouldn't want to kill my brother either. Yeah. Not worth it.
I can understand that whole situation, and then given the new information towards the end of the movie, you kind of can paint the picture fully of what really happened.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, for real, for real. So, given the various criticisms about the film's pacing, plot holes, and violence, do you think Samaritan could have been improved by a different approach to a storytelling or direction? What changes would you suggest to make the movie more engaging and cohesive for viewers?
That's a good question, man. Mm-hmm. See, I don't think there'll be anything I changed necessarily. I really like how it all went down. I thought Nemesis had enough screen time. I thought Sylvester Stallone had enough screen time. There's totally nothing I could change necessarily. Well, at least nothing I could think of. I like it the way it is.
Agreed. Yeah, I actually agree. I agree with you, Ruben. Like I said earlier, I liked it. Like, I feel like we live in a super opinionated world, so people are always going to have their opinion on something. And see, that's the thing about opinions, you know. Everybody is entitled to one, whether they're right or wrong. And then at the same time, there is no right or wrong to an opinion. It's just about the way to which, how many people view something a certain way, you know, in agreement. So opinions do matter comes to movies, because it then boils down to ratings. And unfortunately, if a lot of people are in agreement of the movie not moving, the plot line not working well and flowing well for a movie, it potentially does look bad on the movie and make the movie seem bad. But me personally, I don't go off others' opinions. I like to sit and watch a movie for myself and make that judgment myself. Me personally, I believe the movie was dope. The way it was written and the way it was illustrated, like, it was pretty tough. It was pretty dope. I don't think they could make it any more better than what it is, but expand upon it with another movie. You know?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change anything for the movie. You know, how you feel?
Yes. Well, I guess for me at least, it can be hard sometimes. But like back then, I used to go on IGN a lot. I thought like they were right, but I guess, well, I just had to get away from it just to, because it wasn't really my opinion, it was this, but it's all good.
Right.
Like the Mario movie, I watched that like last week. It was awesome.
Clark, great, great.
Yeah. So I guess just to wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
Well, how would you rate the movie overall? I mean, we all rate, but how would you rate it?
Shoot, I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
I give it a 5 out of 5. Like I said, it did it for me. Like, it's not a bad movie at all. I give it a 5 out of 5. It was a superhero movie.
Yes.
Yeah, wasn't nothing wrong, really bad about it. It was a superhero storyline.
Can't go wrong with that.
You know? And it had a plot twist at the end, too. So it's that plot twist element as well that kind of, like I said, it just gives you something to look forward to throughout the course of the movie. It kind of hit on all the elements. It was a nice, dark and gritty, you know, wasn't a super flashy, bubbly superhero movie. It was pretty gritty.
Oh, yeah. Definitely gritty.
You know? So it definitely hit on whatever it was supposed to be reaching at.
Guess I could say ain't bad myself. Man, that's about wraps it up.
Alrighty.
This is Ruben Comics Podcast. Thank you for listening. Next episode will be announced in a few weeks. Signing off. Ruben.